Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Sun Tzu's famous military manual, The Art of War, makes the statement, quote, "Know thy enemy, and know yourself. In 100 battles, you will never be defeated," end quote. The more I study this section of Scripture, the more I'm convinced that the Lord is introducing Job to his arch fiend. In Job 41, verses 1 and 2, it's clear you can't control this beast. In verses 3 and 4, evidently, you can't covenant with him. And in verses 5 and 6, you can't be his companion. Now, in Job 41, 7 to 11, the Lord explains why. First, there's no way to defeat him with man-made weapons, verse 7. That's why, quote, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds," 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. Second, if you did get your hands on him, you would deeply regret it. Quote, "Lay your hand on him, remember the battle, never do it again," Job 41, verse 8. We are no match for the devil. Quote, "Indeed, any hope of overcoming him is false. Shall one not be overwhelmed at the sight of him?" Verse 9. That's why we gladly say, quote, "Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ," 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. And even though the devil's resources are intimidating to us, and, quote, "No one is so fierce that he would dare stir him up," Job 41, verse 10, there is one who is our champion. Just when we had almost given up hope, the Lord asks, quote, "Who then is able to stand against me?" Verse 10. Who indeed? Quote, "Who has preceded me that I should pay him? Everything under heaven is mine." Verse 11. Unconquerable, eternal, self-sufficient, sovereign. How reminiscent of these words, quote, "For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever." Amen. Romans 11, verses 34 to 36.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.